is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Israel says it's authorized its negotiators to present the plan announced by President Biden earlier this afternoon. It includes a six-week ceasefire in exchange for all hostages taken by Hamas October 7th.
For the deal, a rebuilding of Gaza will begin. Arab nations and the international community, along with Palestinian and Israeli leaders, to get it done in a manner that does not allow Hamas to rearm.
Correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab is in East Jerusalem.
We've been monitoring Israeli media here as well, and it would appear that they were aware of this deal, and they're using language that they were not able to report this deal until now, until the president has said it. So this has not come completely out of nowhere.
Donald Trump has aired his grievances about his trial and his conviction.
This is a scam. This is a rigged trial. It shouldn't have been in that venue. We shouldn't have had that judge.
President Biden has also responded to Trump's claims.
The American principle that no one is above the law was reaffirmed. Donald Trump was given every opportunity to defend himself.
And Mr. Biden says Trump will also have the opportunity to appeal, which he says he will. Just into CBS News, the woman convicted of helping her boyfriend plot the murder of his estranged wife and then cover it up in Connecticut has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. It happened during a contentious divorce custody battle. Jennifer Dulos's body was never found. French police are holding a man they say was planning an attack on this summer's Olympic Games in Paris.
French officials say the 18-year-old of Chechen origin was planning an Islamist-inspired attack at a stadium hosting Olympic soccer matches. He was arrested in southeast France last week. The French Interior Ministry says he intended to attack spectators and security forces and, quote, die as a martyr. He's charged with terrorist conspiracy. The Olympics get underway in 8 weeks. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Technical problems have kept Boeing Starliner spacecraft grounded since early May, but Boeing and NASA say it's ready to fly its first crew. The forecast is 90% go for tomorrow's launch from Cape Canaveral. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, they're both former test pilots. They're veteran astronauts. They've, you know, got four flights to the space station between them, 11 spacewalks, I think, between them. Very experienced crew, and they're very eager to fly.
A successful flight will have Starliner join the mix of spaceships taking astronauts to and from the International Space Station. Wall Street preliminary closing numbers show the Dow up 575. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by Happy 8 Collectibles, the treasure trove of toys, comics, and more at Gurney Mills. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Robin Voss has another Republican rival. Andrew Sagilski, an East Troy resident and fellow Republican, wants to run against the Assembly Speaker in the new 33rd District. Seven high school-aged kids have been arrested in Kenosha County in connection with a ghost gun ring. Investigators say the teens were making and selling guns to other teens. Juneteenth celebrations in Racine start tomorrow with the Miss Juneteenth pageant. Events run throughout the month. Milwaukee's summer festival season gets a First Lady kickoff today. Jill Biden is speaking at the opening of Festa Italiana. A celebration of the Root River is in store for this weekend. The Root River Environmental Education Center hosts its grand opening for the 2024 season. It runs tomorrow from 10 to 4. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the White Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball Tonight. The Brewers opening a weekend series against the Chicago White Sox, and the Sox not doing well at all. They've lost 8 games in a row. Manager Pedro Grifol calling his players out this week.
We got no hit through 8. Got a pinch hitter, break it up. The rest of the guys, not the rest of the guys, most of the guys were flat today. Unacceptable. That's all I got. Flat. Period. Major league game. Got to respect it. Pretty simple.
How do you and the coaching staff treat the guys after that?
I'm not going to talk about that.
Why is that happening?
I'm not going to talk about it.
What do you see about the events?
No adjustments. We didn't make any adjustments to this guy.
The Brewers in first place by 5 games, having won 5 of their last 7. College football, the Badgers announcing yesterday they're going to play 2 of their regular season games on Fridays, the August 30th game against Western Michigan, conflicting with many high school games being played that Friday night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny and quite pleasant today. High temperatures tap the mid-70s. Clouds will thicken and we will see rain rolling in by tomorrow morning, dampening and darkening our day. Highs will scrape the mid-60s and some storms are possible too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Franklin on WRJN with a song written by Otis Redding. It was only a number 35 hit for Otis Redding, but of course Aretha Franklin's version is the most popular. Here's Neil Diamond on WRJN.
Well, Linda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I. Don't know that I will, but I'll live. I can find me a girl who stays in the moon, play games behind me. I'll be what I am, the solitary man, solitary man. I've had it to heal being well. Love's a small word, part-time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, weak or strong.
Radio Park to pristine North Beach. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Whatever he could, preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Money down. GMC's Trash and Thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us GMC's Trash and Thieves.
Mobile News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, recently Don Rosen had Denise Lockwood on his program. She's from Racine County, Iowa. And they talked about Microsoft possibly coming in to pick up where Foxconn left off.
Yeah, and this is a big shift. I think that one of the things, and I think this particular area is ripe for a company like Microsoft to come to the southeastern Wisconsin. But I think it's going to be a little bit of a challenge for us because what Microsoft is doing is artificial intelligence, okay? And so their plan is not just to have servers, which are the things that make the computers talk to each other, right? But also to really develop a focus on how we use AI in different elements of our work. And I think when you look at what's happening with manufacturing, and I used to cover manufacturing when I wrote for the Milwaukee Business Journal. This particular area likes to make a lot of machines that make the things, right? So you have a lot of companies that make automated machinery. And because of the workforce, this is a huge push because we have not only a quality but a quantity of workforce problem. So you have specifically in this particular area, you have a lot of people that don't have the skill set to do a lot of the manufacturing that needs to happen. And so as a pivot point, a lot of companies are going to machines that are AI. Or they're looking at how you become more competitive in the marketplace. And this is a different type of work.
That's Denise Lockwood from Racine County, Iowa, as heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don each weekday morning, 6 till 9, here on WRJN.
Daring, dark, and deliriously entertaining, Cabaret continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. In 1929 Berlin, the fantastical world of the Kit Kat Club is an escape from the grim reality creeping in outside of its walls. Cliff, an American writer, is swept up by the club and the one and only Sally Bowles. As the year unfolds, the beautiful facade cracks as an evil power grows. Will love, loyalty, and humanity have a chance? Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's big deals at WRJN.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, let's tackle a big question in a short amount of time. How much money do you need to save for retirement? It's not the same for everybody. If you think 10 times your annual pre-retirement income, that's in the right ballpark. But what is pre-retirement income? And how do I save that much money? Okay, don't stress about the big number. The simplest and most effective way I know is to save about 15% of your income each year. If you're starting later in life, like in your 40s, you probably have to save more than that 15%. But the bottom line is, start saving now, as much as you can, and put it in retirement accounts where it can grow. Some savings is always better than none. Now, there's an awful lot more to say about this topic, which I did over on my YouTube channel. You can check it out if you want to dive in deeper. Search for Work Money Media on YouTube. Till then, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, as well as Milwaukee Brewers baseball all season long. Brewers take on the White Sox tonight. First pitch at 7:10. You can hear it all right here on WRJN.
You really should accept this time he's gone for good. He'll never come back now, even though he said he would. So darling, dry your eyes. So many other guys would give the world, I'm sure, to wear the shoes he wore. Oh, come on, smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. You're lonely now, love's coming to an end. But darling, only now are you free to start again. Lift up your pretty chin, don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you'll pull through somehow. Oh, come on, smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Rosemary, you must keep.
Forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
And timeless hits on WRJN. No other radio station covers Racine's local news like WRJN. For more than 97 years now, we've covered the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. Twice an hour weekdays with Stuart J. Waddles. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Let's get you into the news center.
This report is sponsored by Dogs and Cream. They have the hot dog game on lock. Go to WRJN.com and click the big deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 23 tornadoes are now confirmed in Wisconsin so far this year. That's as many as Wisconsin gets in an average year. Tornado activity was especially bad last week. Three rounds of severe storms swept across Wisconsin on the 21st. Tens of thousands of homes and businesses were left without power. Expect First Lady Jill Biden to speak with urgency in Wisconsin tonight, much as she did at a recent campaign stop in Michigan.
We have to meet this moment as if our rights are at stake, because they are. As if our democracy is on the line, because it is.
Mrs. Biden is set to campaign at Milwaukee's Festa Italiana. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Seven high school-aged kids have been arrested in Kenosha in connection with a ghost gun ring. Investigators say the teens were manufacturing and distributing firearms to other teens. The investigation started after a burglary in Paddock Lake, where several guns were stolen. That led to a May 1st traffic stop and more guns found. A warrant was issued with a search of a suspect's home in Silver Lake, leading to the recovery of several stolen firearms. Items found include gun frames without serial numbers, parts kits, magazines, and ammunition. A celebration of the Root River is in store for Racine this weekend. The Root River Environmental Education Community Center is hosting a grand opening for the 2024 season. Running from 10 to 4, the event invites the community to the center on West 6th Street to discover the Root River through an array of activities like crafts, raffles, and kayak and canoe rentals. The REC was founded in 2008 as a joint venture between UW Parkside and the city of Racine. It's a state park free-for-all this weekend. Melissa Kay has more.
It's the 12th annual Free Fun Weekend with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. You can visit any state park for free, and no fishing license are required. No fishing tackle? Well, you can borrow some gear for free at a tackle loaner site. There are almost 60 fishing tackle loaner sites across Wisconsin. Half of them are located at state parks. You can find a location near you at dnr.wisconsin.gov. All bag and size limits, species restrictions, and other regulations still apply.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is sponsored by Blue River CrossFit, dynamic workouts for all ages. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Mostly sunny and quite pleasant today. High temperatures cap the mid-70s. Clouds will thicken and we will see rain rolling in by tomorrow morning, dampening and darkening our day. Highs will scrape the mid-60s and some storms are possible too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Does anybody really care? If so, I can't imagine.
Local news and timeless hits from Chicago. Does anybody really know what time it is? That's from their first album. It makes it one of the first songs to really feature their horn section, which became a staple for them. Here are the Beatles.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your.
And timeless hits on WRJN. We'll make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 on WRJN. The stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There
there's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
W-R-J-N. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't you proud of me?
And timeless hits on WRJM.
There's a star man waiting in the sky.
WRJN's own star man is my son, Teddy, who teaches people about our galaxy for a living. And you were telling me that we have some interesting stuff to see in the Wisconsin night sky.
Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned how some of the planets are beginning to show up in the early morning night sky. And as it turns out, a lot of the planets are really bunched together right now. So in the coming weeks, Mercury will become visible right around sunrise. And a couple weeks after that, we'll also start seeing Jupiter around that same time as well. But one thing that is also very exciting is the farthest away thing that you can see without a telescope is coming into view now as well. That is the Andromeda Galaxy. It is the closest large galaxy to us. And you can see it once again in the early morning sky, though you probably do need to be somewhere a little bit more away from the city lights because it's one of the slightly dimmer objects in the sky.
So we know with planets what to look for. We're looking for objects that look similar to stars but don't twinkle. What do we look for when we're looking for the Andromeda Galaxy? What are we looking for?
The Andromeda Galaxy will look like a big smudge on the sky, like you got something on your glasses that doesn't seem to move with your head, for example. It'll look kind of like a very wispy cloud or a smudge. It is a beautiful, beautiful object that is also headed straight towards us. So something to look forward to in about 5 billion years.
I'll put it on my calendar. All right. Thanks, Teddy.
Yeah. Thanks for having me back.
That's my son, Teddy. He's WRJN's own star man.
Going to the eye doctor can be the worst sometimes. Filling out those incessant forms, waiting 30 minutes past your appointment, getting your pupils dilated, or even that puff of air in your eye. Ugh. But it's not like that at Warren Eye Care Center. They have a friendly and comfortable atmosphere that caters to all ages, from young patients only a few days old to patients over 100 years young. So if you're tired of long eye exams, give Warren Eye Care Center a chance. Your appointment will start on time. Call 262-752-2020 or visit warreneyecarecenter.com.
This Sunday morning, join Faith Community Church in celebrating 40 years of faith, fellowship, and service to the Racine community. Enjoy a special anniversary service at 10:30, followed by a delicious complimentary lunch of walking tacos and sweet treats. FCC has been focused on spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ while building a strong, passionate community of believers for every age. Celebrate Faith Community Church's continued mission of delivering the good news this Sunday morning at 10:30 on Newman Road, just south of Spring Street.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
During every Brewers home game, fans will have the chance to win the all-new 2024 Toyota Tacoma, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine Big Deals at WRJN.com.
WRJN. Like to go with me and see a movie.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend. We've got news coming up at the top of the hour.
Refreshed. WRJN.